Sinivusele emakhaya, sinivusele simadolobheni, nivuselwa ngudokotela, nivuselwa lapha ngumpostoli lapha Christian Paradise International Ministries Walter Mkonda. Sicubana nenzaba yethu namandla kakhulu lapha. Lapho kona sisi every sheep needs a shepherd. Sizawufunda lapha encwadini ya Judges chapter 4, sifunda lapha kuverse 5. Ngina paraphrase lapho kona iBhayibheli likhuluma about a certain prophetess. Lamanye amaBhayibheli athi she was a prophet. Ikhuluma nga Deborah or Deborah depending where you come from. So Deborah, the Bible says kule la verse she would sit under a palm tree, and that palm tree is located between Ramah and Bethel. So Israel would come to this woman for her for her guidance, kuze bakhona ukuthola ukuthi uNkulunkulu utsini, because this woman, she was serving as a judge. Hallelujah. So bekangimehluleli, she was a judge ka Israel. So bekuta emadvodza kute nemakhosi ethi atofuna kwelulekwa. Hallelujah. Kulomake lo kuthiwa ngiDeborah. So she was giving what is called a spiritual guidance, because she was a prophetess or a prophet. So Deborah ngilanga limbe asho njalo maswati wabita Barak wasi Barak wamtshela wasi Barak uNkulunkulu ufuna kubeka Sisera esandleni sakho, ufuna kukunika i-victory. Hallelujah. Over Sisera. Sisera was the army commander aseva Jabin who was the kuthiwa-ke kwakuyinkosi lebe yi-cruel, bekaphethe Israel, amphethe ngensila for 20 years, amphatha ngesandla safaro, amhlukubeda, sho kuthi kangasiyo inkosi le bephethe kahle le nenhlitiyo yebantu. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says Israel cried unto the Lord, ngoba bantu nabatokhala uNkulunkulu ngawe, uNkulunkulu uyaphendula. Futhi ungamangali, and futhi ungatijelosi ngoba awuboni lutho nyalo, ucabanga ukuthi kuyohlala kunjalo. Bangaze bantu bashulungane bakhale kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyawuphendula umthandazo, uNkulunkulu uyeva. Hallelujah. So Israel uNkulunkulu wasuyamkhulula phansi esandla saJabini ngokuthi anqobe Sisera, anqobe the army that was led by the army commander lokungisisera. UNkulunkulu wamncoba wasebenzisa Barak, and Barak wahamba na nemprofeti waNkulunkulu kuze anqobe. Isho nje iBhayibheli lithi bathatha lapha emabutho lapha kubo endlini yabo Zebulon, from the tribe of Zebulon, and I believe also from the house of Naphtali. Wathatha ke from those tribes wathatha wasasemabutho ngoba uNkulunkulu is God of specifics. Nabe uNkulunkulu afuna kushintsha impilo yakho, ukhuluma nje abe direct ukuthi this is how I want you to do this. Hallelujah. Noma atowakhela le temple uNkulunkulu walese my dimensions ukuthi ngifuna le temple lami libe kanje. Na Noah wamnika my dimensions, ngifuna ungakhele umkhumbi lo taba kanje. Nebathingi bothe ba priest nakhona bekasho ukuthi ngifuna takhiwe ngana makhalas nawa nanawa nanawa. So it's God of specifics. So uNkulunkulu ke washo njalo ke wamhola umprofeti wakhe wamnika iguidance, wayinika Barak ukuthi utawunqoba kanjani. Sishito sithi every sheep needs a shepherd. So kuyabonakala ukuthi le live mbambambamba spiritually laliphethwe ngulomake Deborah. Shothi ngiyena ke who was giving a spiritual guidance to the nation of Israel. Noma Jabin akhona ayingoze, but because of kwehluleka kwenda i-proper administration, kwehluleka kuphatha abantu bankulunkulu, because ma usesikhundleni leso sikhundla leso akusiko sokubuqumisiwe yini kuthi udadeni webabudze tiwa labantu, noma kumbuta ukuthi nje unetheteke, but isikhundla sekuthi ulethe i-fulfillment etimpilweni tebantu, ulethe i-guidance etimpilweni tebantu, ulethe i-light, bring knowledge, you lead people by knowledge. Hallelujah. That's why it's very important. You see, it couldn't leni. That's better when a band. But bigger band according to the light that they have concerning that, concerning those particular positions. Glory be to God. So that's why unge kanje utsatse umuntu longathi ngekwemthetho ukuthi ahambe ophatha etinzaba temthetho utakhuluma ini lo muntu loyo, because he's not enlightened in the area of the legalities. Hallelujah. So this woman she had an insight in the matters takamoya, spiritual matters. She had an insight in the legal matters because she was a judge. So she was tinzaba temthetho ekadati Debra. Hallelujah. So kuze anqobe Barak kwabita kuthi atithobe under leadership of Debra the prophetess, njengoba angeke uthi uyivu bese sowufuna kuba uphinze ube yishepherd over your own life. Glory be to God. You need somebody without figure uti humblishe phansakhe. Hallelujah. So sishito sathi a shepherd will give you a spiritual guidance, will guide you, will protect you, because emavi ayak protector. I wisdom lomunye umuntu iyak protector. Emaphutha longabe wendile awukwendi just because kukhona who is watching over your life. Will give you words of wisdom, will give you counsel. Hallelujah. So the prophetess of God heard from God. This is how we are going to defeat Sisera. And indeed, verse 14 on the same chapter, or in the same chapter, we are told that ukuthi vele waqina ngqotshiwe Sisera. And mawubuka mawuqhubeka ufunda lesi Bible wehla Sisera, wehla encoleni yakhe, wehle hashini, wabaleka on barefoot. Hallelujah. He fled on foot. Wabaleka. Glory be to God. Njengokusho kwemprofeti kaNkulunkulu. As Deborah said, kuthi uNkulunkulu utaba nika ivictory over Sisera. Wabaleka. Ngithi mina kuwe mthandekayo uNkulunkulu, kuleso simo kulabo ababhekene nawe, kuloto ingqinamba lobhekene nato, those challenges, God is going to dethrone, my God, the rider on that horse, and that rider will run on feet, on foot. Hallelujah. Utawu gijima, gijime phasi. The God who dethrones, who pulls down the horse and the rider, is going to do the same for you. Hallelujah. Ungasabi ukukhashane. Nkulunkulu umthandazo wakho nawe sowuvile, njengoba awuva Israel ekhliphekeni kwakhe, nawe Nkulunkulu uyakuva ekhliphekeni kwakho make. Lapho khona tingqinamba tikucinzetele khona, ngithi kuwe njengamake, ungatibukeli phansi. Nangabe bomake labafana naboDebra, they were ruling, they were judging. Hallelujah. The whole nation ifuna iwisdom yaDebra. The whole nation it is ofuna iadvise, it ofuna counsel under a woman. Hallelujah. Ungatitsheli ukuthi mhlambe ngekuthi kumbe wena wesifazane kude utakuva. Nkulunkulu capacitates you. It's just Nkulunkulu wadala umuntu. Hallelujah. The Bible says God created a man. M-A-N, not M-E-N. He created man. You see, show njalo the Bible lami lapha Genesis 1 verse 26 to 27. He created man in his own image and likeness. Man, M-A-N, it means one man. Then Matubala, let's see, he created them. Man, then he created them. You see, which means Nkulunkulu gamoya, the very same man, he gives them the ability to produce the male and the female. You see, so shows Nkulunkulu was from one man, wakhona kulesa the two dimensions. Njengenhlitiyo, mawubuka inhlitiyo ina two lobes, the left and the right. Everyone inhlitiyo divide them cutscene. He created man. Then was a corner because I get the female and the male on the very same person. Hallelujah. Then was these people, he crystallized them physically differently. No me so puma so as fast and you puma a because umuntu vele, umuntu is a spirit, man is a spirit. Just monye, jengen sitio, patige, gune female and male. When you bring them together, they create a beautiful thing called a heart. They bring the love. They reflect the reflection of God, because God is love. Hallelujah. So you have the same capabilities. Deborah, as a church, wakhona kulesa i-victory to Israel. Hallelujah. This is Bible. Lapha Deborah wamnika i-counsel Barak. Wathi, bo wathi ke kuthi i-credit ngeke nginikwe wena, because uzufuna khamba nami lempini. The credit will be given to a woman. Vele ke the credit was given to a woman, because it was the woman wakhona kulesa i-advice, a proper advice. And it was a woman called Jael. Luatisa a peg of a tent. La kona kushanga yo Sisera. Why shows one better than slogo a wash better than slogo a of a ganjalo la pa after the gupat agake. Hallelujah. Usuga ami commander egbeni abalege a swema consu a kitchen a pants abalege la pa a parak. Uliwa lapha isibhayibheli God wabafaka confusion imbi yasisera they confused wabanqoba uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa Barak ngoba uNkulunkulu nakalwa ulwasebenzisa umuntu. Glory be to God. uNkulunkulu akanamsebenzi kusumduna noma wesifazane nasekalwa ulwa uNkulunkulu wasebenzisa umuntu and usebenzisa umuntu available ngaleso sikhathi. Hallelujah. Akayi ngemamasela kusithi masela lakho lingakanani. Hallelujah. Usayikhumbula indzaba ecoshwa kwaDavide, nakazoqoshwa Davide, lithi uNkulunkulu waholela umprofethi wakhe Samuel to the house of Jesse. Jesse wabita onke amadodana akhe ababuka physically, ababuka ngekubathi kwakhe nangekwesifiso sakhe njengababe, bata lapha bavete ma biceps nama triceps bo Eliab, you see. Asi surely, in umprofethi waNkulunkulu, asinakambuka, asi surely, this one should be the elect of the Lord. Abo ngeliso lenyama. But ke, emafusa kaphumama ngephondweni. Hallelujah. Because uNkulunkulu uthathela okuzelelekile, aphakamise kona, to confuse the wise. Kuze labo inhlakanipho yomuntu tobonakala ukuthi useless before the wisdom of God. Glory be to God. Ngithi mina ungumake, don't despise yourself. UNkulunkulu can still do great and mighty things through you. Hallelujah. Njenga Debra lobeka hola ilive la Israel. She was a spiritual king. Hallelujah. She was ruling over Jabin, because Jabin failed to obey the commands of God. Because uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu bakhe baphathwe kahle ngesineke nangesihawu. Njengalokhu sishito uNkulunkulu angasiso sifiso sakhe ukuthi Israel abe nenkosi. But sifiso saNkulunkulu bekuthi atiphathele yena mathupha nesive sakhe. But abantu ngekufuna kufana nebantu base ke benda njalo ke. Basi ke bona ke bafuna ba democratic, batikhethele. So God Almighty, he gave this woman wisdom. The spirit of God was upon her, so she could rule Israel. No man goes to corner, but the people of Israel, they were coming to this woman, they were coming to this lady for counsel, for advice. Should give them proper advice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So umake ungadibukeli phansi, have this confidence kutsi lama capabilities madvosana nawo nawe unabo, because uNkulunkulu gives to men. You see, there come as men, as men angisho about angikhulumi ngegender, ngikhuluma ngekutsi ngikhuluma about humanity, ngekutsi wena umuntu lo dalwe lobunjiwe ngekwelithuli. Hallelujah. The man that God created, he picked dust, then he gave his breath unto that man. Glory be to God. So once umuntu became a living being. Hallelujah. So you come in different formats, as males and as females. You're both men. Hallelujah. I see Dr. Miles, you're a womb man. Now akhuluma about females. Hallelujah. So prophets of God, they come in different formats. They come as males and also come as females. Some versions of the Bibles, you are a prophetess. You are a prophet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So prophets, they give spiritual guidance. They give advice. Hallelujah. They give light. Hallelujah. So this woman was giving also legal advice besides the spiritual advice that she was rendering to the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. So you have been capacitated as well. The very same way God capacitated man, he also capacitated you. Ngiyathanda ukuthi even the constitution of this land, ngiyalo siyeba recognize even boma ukuthi bangahamba bathole tabo tinzawo and become independent, bakhona ukuthi bangatakhela emakhaya abo and raise their own families, raise their own children. Hallelujah. So that is being capacitated. So ungathathi ngekuthi ngoba mhlambe washiwa ngibabe webanifana. So uyawufuna kwawufuna lenye indvosa just because ufuna yokukhulisela abantwana. You have the same ability to raise your own children. Hallelujah. Baneng banifana labakhuliswe ngemadvotsa, laba wayward. Baneng banifana labakhule from proper families, laba wayward. Labanye bakhuliswe nje nabafundisi. Hallelujah. Bayatsakwa, bayabhema, benetindvo leti wayward. It is against the will of God. Hallelujah. Because as an individual, kwakho is to give guidance, is to give advice, is to bring light to that child. Hallelujah. So, besonge umuntu yathi ngumela. Labanye bantwana mobe khuta bayeva, labanye abeva. Regardless ukuthi bakhuluswa ngubani, regardless ukuthi uletha bani. Glory be to God. Awutikhetheli ukuthi ufuna kutala umntwana lo sihlonga ndlebe nomfuna ukuthola umntwana olungile. Ubona sowutele nje nanawe. Uthi nginangulu laphekona. Nayi responsibility ngulu akunike yona to raise. Hallelujah. Uthi ngulu khulisa naye ihlobo nalo lwemuntu. Kwakho ukuthi is to take the word of God and use the word of God to raise that soul. Hallelujah. Because ngulu has entrusted you with that soul. Basibomake kude umdustbin okulahla abantwana. It is very true. So you take care of those children as a woman. You don't have maybe a life partner next to you, but you use the word of God. Because you give advice based on the word of God. You see, this is what God is expecting from each and every person on earth. Glory be to God. So, futhi ungabuki ukuthi abantu bakuzelela ngokuthi ungumfati. So, we don't have that kind of a mindset because bantu vele labanye they will always take that advantage. They will think because you are a woman, you should be taken advantage of. No, tell them that no, you can't take advantage because I'm a female. I'm as good as you. Hallelujah. Live albuswa ke ngegender, libuswa ngumthetho. My issues are judged on a gender, I judge on a set. So we all know where to fall back to when we are confused, or when we have when we are facing a situation, lapokona sine contradiction, lapokona singa boninga solinye kona, sisibesisilandza ke umthetho. Concerning this issue. That's why we need the constitutions. Inhlangano ngemasonto, my business. That's why you need a constitution. It's in a constitution because constitution in your nagel basically as kaida. That's why the supreme law of each and every family is the word of God, is the Bible. So watwala Bible, watwala vlankulunkulu, wabeka lona ngetulu, wagogonge is the supreme law. In matters of life. Hallelujah. So Deborah judged very well Jingem Holy Lapaga Israel. While Hola Lelesive was a Hola Gathe ne counsel and Kulunkulu. Asitan Kulunkulu. She was a prophetess. Ingosi Kona, it lapa Maroyal robes, but eat the sand that's a busa band. Inga kon waka. So just the pastors are community helpers. So the people that go there, La Paulo Magala Luya, at least La Pastor Slata says it's a special under the palm tree. Hallelujah. Be a salala pa, betting a moment of guidance. Eve would say, what's an uncle uncle concerning your issue, giving a spiritual guidance? And in Yamangala, because when a band about even in the prophet, we see Labanafans are a bit pipe in lava, because pipe song is an access gilo. No Mangaya, Upesel Klingonji of Telematata, you search, you go there, you find the Bible, you read the Bible, you see. So, prophets. Akusibo bonke prophet wa prophet bemanga noma kanjani. No, not everyone is after your money. Not everyone is after something of yours. You see, uNkulunkulu gives to men, and give God, he gives, these men are gifts to the nations. Hallelujah. He are gifts to nations. Kule tive uNkulunkulu letisithi yamphakamisa njengeNkulunkulu. Eh ngoba emabandla ngemabandla akhona umhlaba wonke. Hallelujah. So uNkulunkulu ke bese ke upha leyo dipho for spiritual guidance. So belusa kanjalo ke ba prophet, they give a direction. Usini uNkulunkulu, usini uNkulunkulu, eh this is what you need to do now. Hallelujah. So in this case, it was a woman. Her name was called Deborah. Hallelujah. So siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Nga prophetess Deborah lo wakhona ke kusi ahole Israel ambuse ngeqotho. Hallelujah. So lesiveza uNkulunkulu ke lesi ke siyabonakala ke kusi sasise sithola ke inkululeko saphuma phase sandla semcinzetelo ongujabini ngoba ehlulekile ubaphatha kahle siveza uNkulunkulu. So siyambonga uNkulunkulu nga prophetess Deborah. So uma ke Quita make, and raise your own children. Quita make, and build your own home. Raise your own family. Hallelujah. So, impilo ihamba ibe kanjalo, ihamba impilo icake. Ukhanza ukuthi so sesimen lapho khona, sekubita wena manje as an individual. Kuthi, lo mthwalo wonke ubethe kwakho. Maybe ngandiya solahlekelwa umyeni wakho, because bantfu ke noma ngabe size noma sibashada. Sise sehlukaniswe kufa nami ngashada nomnga 15 years of marriage. So ngiyawadla ngikhuluma ngawo ngicabanga imagine. I know kuhlala ekhaya kusukumnanzi kangakanani to raise children together with your spouse. Hallelujah. So ngiyendeka vele ungimake khanze kusendleleni ngiyehlukana noma ngaba kufa ungaba kuze mhlamba nisaboni ngaso linye mhlamba lomunye. So outgrow lo munye lo munye mhlambe so yathi discover along the way, because dinwe tendekako lethe mpilweni sisaphila kuba khona ukhanza ukuthi lo munye beka submissive ngaleso sikhathi akathi discover eza khula uyathi athi discover. So vinga ukuthi hayi nami sengingatendela, nami I can do things on my own, uyabona. Bese khona lokho akakhona ku apply kahle in the marriage, bese kulesa i contention. So yafake lo mshado loyo. Hallelujah. Ngikhuluma nabo make njalo. That's why ngisho kanje. Because ukhanza ukuthi lokunye make uyathi develop. Athi develop make khanze ukuthi babe become dwarfed in the process, because make uyathi developer, uyathi capacitator. So ucala uba nebangani lapha kuma superior positions make. Ucala make ukukhuluma lilwimi babe lo ngasal understand, because make sokukhuluma at a higher level. Her mindset start to change because of the interactions with other men or with other women of her caliber, because she is growing even in my ranks, even maybe ngaba semsebenzini ngaba sesonfeni, because now this woman has been entrusted with positions even in the church because of her capacity, because of how she has developed herself. Hallelujah. Then her mindset iqala yashintsha kenyalo, her perspective seyashintsha, her perception on issues seyashintsha, you see. So khanza ukuthi nakahle tini nalo babe, she feels bored because ekubeni bakhuluma tini for ideas. So qala lo munye udiscussa bantu. Hallelujah. Sisho njalo, sisi brilliant minds, they discuss ideas. Average minds, they discuss my events. Then the lower minds, they discuss people. Hallelujah. So now I just must say, just discuss a band. You'll feel bored because I mean, often my ideas. How can we shape our lives? Hallelujah, as a couple. Then let me ask about boards. Let me hear who finds pleasure in culminating a band with disrespecting people and bringing people down and dressing people. Hallelujah. And normally those people, labaganjalo, these are people of poor mindsets. These are the people who find pleasure in culminating a being a labanye band. So okay, learn for leyo. That mindset, don't mean overboard. Send your color as a lesser condition. So you split a family. Hallelujah. Scroll about Marinjal. Hallelujah. Sisi Ibang Mage, Lota Fananga Debra, Maglonga di Cobos, Maglota O'Connor, lesser even the advice to a nation. That's how epic this woman was. Hallelujah. Giving a spiritual counsel, giving a legal advice, a shepherding over a nation. Hallelujah. So you need to capacitate yourself as a woman. So uzukhone ukuhola kahle umndeni wakho. Uze ukhone ukuthi nomhlethi nemiyeni wakho ungashaya livalo. Uthi babo wakami so sakhuluma nabo MD balathe tingapane. So khuluma nalabanye bomake labafunde kakhulu mhlambe you feel threatened. Hayi ukuthi kumbe mhlambe kukhona into kwendekako. It's just that these people they are just maybe interacting. It's just a normal friendship. Now you feel threatened. So diva insecure. Insecurity ibulela inqumbe ama relationships. You feel yabona uvinga nje sebathi akwemuka wena umuntu wakho lokuphela kwakhe. Lalela, not everyone is like that. Trust me, not every man is like that. Believe in your man. Indvoza, most men they like women who believe in themselves. Nangabe uyindvodza abe ungumake lo confident ngawe ema indvodza yakho definitely will love you because umuntu lo tibukela phansi a person of low mindset uyi problem because umuntu lo uhlela ngekubalisa njalo nje lo muntu lo utitila about everything. Hallelujah. So lo muntu loyo a slight mistake akayiboni i mistake akayiboni ubuka nje ukuthi kudlalwa ngami la. Because mina ngingafundzanga ngoba mina ngafela abatali ngoba mina nginjani ngoba mina nginjani you see sengiyinto yedlala bona mina you see uyi problem umuntu of a low mindset. Believe in yourself. Hallelujah. Ungathathi lokuthi ngoba wena uyavunula maybe isidwaba sakho so into yedlala ubophe umgqula wakho so into yedlala. No, osinto yedlala i formality nje leyo ukuthi even this what is acceptable from women. Hallelujah. So you have the same capability njengendoda. Ngitsikuwe ke mina maka ungakubukeli phansi sukumthatha the topest position lokho da khona lapho emsebenzini. Capacitate yourself. Draft this man. Draft them with wisdom. Hallelujah. Draft them. That's a position of power. Bakhona emadvoti ube ng CEO ube ng MD of your own company. Register your own organization. Register your own company. Work in your own home. Lakhe likhaya lakho njengamake. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Uhole yakho imali. Uhole hundreds of thousands. As a leader, wakhe a multi-billionaire organization. Hallelujah. Njengamake. Glory be to God. Nkulunkulu has entrusted us as men. Glory be to God. To help our families. Hallelujah. So nangabe kumbe indvodza ingasekho, qhubeke nempilo as usual. Just capacitate yourself. Glory be to God. So nangabe ungumake uthi capacitator, uthi capacitatela kwakuthi langalimbe because tinsuku temuntu tincunywa nguNkulunkulu. Nangabe babe mhlembe sisehlukana ngaleyo ndlela mhlembe uyashona. Ukhona ukuthi ungakhona tondlela abantu bakho. Ukhona ukuthi ungaqhubeka uphile impilo yakho as usual. Ungabonakali umkhathi kuthi sokuhamba ebabe sekushaya umoya. No, ungabonakali umkhathi loyo. Akusho bani fana noma ngabe bayamkhumbula babo wabo, but babe nama good memories ngababo wabo. But still solo siyakhona kudla the peanut butter and jelly. Solo siyakhona kudla leyo bacon. Solo siyakhona ekuphuma out sidle sideke itafula as a family. Siyakhona ukuthatha lawo ma vacations. Siyakhona ukuphuma under a proper shelter. Siphuma ekhaya. Siyakhona ukugcoka uniform le proper. Hallelujah. So siyakhona ukufunda etikolweni let add value to our lives because mago wethu has capacitated herself. So mnike make namhla ngiyakuchallenge ngiyakhotsata ngithi you are the woman ovala ya the women eh walapha emthonjeni eh ngilomakelo yalo yanasisa emakamela ungumakelo ongatsinwa phansi ushona ushonile ungumakelo lapha ezaga eh ushona ushonile phansi uvaqule emandi awukhathali una kuthi likamela linatha how many liters is none of your business kwakho nje is to provide qhubeka uma kulesi provision to your family qhubeke uma wondla umndeni wakho nababazasho asinguNkulunkulu ngiyambonga nawumfatini nangilangipha yena emithandazweni yakhe babe aliphakamisa liphakamisile igama lakho asina nkulunkulu hey ingabe lo mfati uyini le ngakala intana yendivosa naye because angazajabule babe nakanjani emthandazweni yakhe ngeke usale wena nakanjani utawubona iminyango ivulekela ungacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kumbe limasela lakho kuphela utawukhanza ukuthi mhlawumbe sonaleyo mindset le it's because of the prayers of your husband so mhloniphe baba wakho umbonge nkulunkulu ngababa wakho umkhave baba wakho emthandazweni as much as naye akukhava likhaya ke lakhiwa kanjalo lakhiwa bantu lababili labalibambisene together bakhe a beautiful thing called the heart that man that God wanted to create that God created lapha ku Genesis 1 verse 26-27 hallelujah the beautiful thing that will emulate God as because God is love and love is God hallelujah glory be to God I wish you all the best in whatever you are doing I speak a blessing over your life in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.